confuso en el que yo estaba viviendo en esos momentos.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
First of all, we need to secure the border, and then we deal with the criminal, illegal aliens.
That's former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, the Republican, saying she is very pleased at word of a release of a border crackdown plan by the Department of Homeland Security, something of which Sean Spicer, the White House spokesman, says.
These two memos provide explicit guidance to DHS staff on how to carry out two executive orders signed by the president, one dealing with interior enforcement and one dealing with border security.
Today, House Speaker Paul Ryan is getting a firsthand look at the U.S.-Mexican border situation. Department of Homeland Security officials are giving Ryan and some other GOP lawmakers a tour of one of the most heavily illegally crossed portions of that border. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and the DHS chief are visiting Mexico City. This is USA Radio News.
We all want healthy, thick, shiny hair like in the magazines. It's all about the products you use. But you don't have to spend much to get that everyday fresh from the salon look. All it takes is Ovation Cell Therapy.
The breakthrough cell therapy treatment by Ovation can't be found in any other hair care line. Loaded with vital proteins and key nutrients, your hair and scalp will be nourished and revitalized like no other product can do. It's clinically proven to reduce breakage and give you thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier hair. People will notice.
And unlike other hair care products, Ovation gives a 365-day money-back guarantee. No one else does that.
Ovation really works. Start with a flagship cell therapy treatment at OvationHair.com. Instantly save as a new customer with a special introductory discount. Just select USA News in the survey at checkout. OvationHair.com. Select USA News for your new customer discount. OvationHair.com.
Things are slowly returning to normal at Philadelphia International Airport after the FAA grounded American Airlines flights for about 2 hours today because of a computer glitch. The carrier says its system failed to come back online after a planned overnight internet outage for an update. Other airlines were not affected by the problem. A number of the nation's landmarks in the nation's capital were affected by some vandalism over the weekend.
Graffiti and permanent marker was found written over the weekend on the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument, the World War II Memorial, and the D.C. War Memorial. Workers spent yesterday removing the graffiti from most of the landmarks, and cleanup of the D.C. War Memorial is beginning today.
That's Sharon Reed reporting. A federal judge says Texas cannot cut off Planned Parenthood from Medicaid. The Austin judge issuing a preliminary injunction saying the ban would deprive Medicaid patients of their right to get health care from a qualified provider. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
New court documents indicate South Carolina shooter Dylan Roof stopped at a second church after killing nine black worshipers at a church in Charleston. After killing the nine at Emmanuel AME Church, Roof traveled to Branch AME Church about a half hour away. The church was also holding a Bible study on that June 2015 evening. The new information was revealed through GPS data that was not presented in court during Roof's trial. But Roof told the FBI he was too tired after the first attack to continue shooting. The 22-year-old Roof was sentenced to death in a recent federal trial. An Arizona educator's out of a job after some online comments she makes, as we hear from correspondent Mark Mayfield.
An Arizona teacher is resigning after making controversial tweets about illegal immigrants. Third-grade teacher Bonnie Verne of Scottsdale submitted her resignation this week after tweeting, "Why deport them? Just kill them." Her fiancé defended her, saying she was commenting on an article about children getting raped by immigrants. The head of the school says while free speech is respected, the remarks that Vern made on Twitter are not condoned.
And North Dakota's governor has said today is the deadline for the main Dakota Access Pipeline camp to be evacuated once and for all. The Army Corps of Engineers wants that area cleared out so it can clean it up before potential spring flooding. But some protesters say they'll defy the governor's order. They claim that pipeline will harm the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe's water supply. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good afternoon, and the weather for Hunterdon County. It is currently 48 degrees. Humidity is at 53%. We are expecting a mostly cloudy day with a high near 60s. Tonight will be patchy fog, mainly after 5 a.m., so tomorrow morning. Thursday, again, patchy fog before 7 a.m. and a high near 69. Friday, looks like we're going to have a slight chance of showers and... Other than that, showers likely on Saturday, but Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high near 46. So we're going to have a little bit of a warm spell, and then it's going to get back to winter. It is currently 12:06.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamure Roll, your host for today's program. I'm a licensed professional counselor and I also have a practice here in Flemington. And today I actually have some guests, which, as you know, for those of you who listen, is not something that usually happens here, and I'm really excited about it. I have Tom Short and I have Jeff Herger. Both are military men, and we're here to actually talk about post-traumatic stress disorder, and even more important, it's called Megan's Foundation, which Tom is here to really talk about and give us some information about what that's all about. So welcome, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us.
Sure,
afternoon.
And I also want to thank you both for your service to
thank
our
you.
Country.
Our
so
pleasure.
We've got
thank
we've got a Marine and a sailor. Yep, Navy man. So, which is kind of neat because for me and my family, my father and brother, Marine Corps, my husband's Navy, so I'm feeling right at home here. So, Tom, tell us a little bit about Megan's Foundation. What is that exactly?
Well, Megan's Foundation is all about veterans. It's named after my daughter, Megan. She passed away in 2011. From undiagnosed cardiomyopathy.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And she was living at our house at the time because her husband was deployed to Iraq.
Okay.
So shortly after that, my wife and I sat down and decided how we were going to memorialize her and to also help veterans, because I'm a Vietnam vet, and I do a lot of things to help vets. And so we came up with a program of yoga and meditation for veterans who are suffering the symptoms of PTSD. We actually started our first class in 2013 in the Bristol area with Jeff and his group. And We are now up to about 7 different locations offering yoga and meditation to veterans.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's great. And you're saying these are people that served who have some symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder.
Sure. Yeah, and the reason I use the word symptoms is mm-hmm. because a lot of folks are walking around that have symptoms of PTSD, but they haven't been declared either through the VA or some other medical community. So they're walking around out there, and they know they have issues, so we try to reach out to them and offer, like I said, yoga and meditation to them.
Okay. And Jeff, you work for the VA.
Yes.
In a counseling center in Bristol, Pennsylvania.
Correct.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so my operation is called the Bucks County Vet Center. And the vet centers are a program that started in the late 1970s after the Vietnam War. They were originally set up as peer counseling drop-in centers where vets could talk to other vets about their wartime experiences and their readjustment. As time progressed, we formalized it. Now we have trained clinicians on our staff. We have social workers, psychologists, and licensed counselors. And we provide any kind of readjustment counseling needed by folks that have served in a combat theater and also victims of military sexual trauma.
Okay. So you're pretty busy with that, I'm going to assume.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's also an excellent service that the VA is offering. I think we tend to think of hospitals mainly, but...
It is. The vet centers are community-based. They're away from the hospitals, and so they're very accessible. The folks that come in, kind of like coming in, it's like a clubhouse to them, and they'll come in early for their sessions and meet up with other vets and have a cup of coffee, and it's very low key.
That's a great service that the VA is offering. I think I think a lot of people don't recognize that they exist.
Sure.
Yeah, and just for people that are listening, my husband is also works under Jeff, and he's out there. He's out there actually promoting and trying to get veterans to come in and seek out counseling. So it's a fantastic thing that the VA is offering. So what I'm wondering is how did the two of you connect?
So this is one of those two guys walk into a bar stories.
Okay.
Tom called me up in the summer of 2013. He was just doing outreach. He had just started the foundation and was looking for a place to launch his program. So we met at a restaurant up in New Hope and had a chat, and we decided right then and there to try to set something up in Bristol. We were very lucky that my vet center was located about a block away from a YMCA, and we talked to the Y folks, and they offered us free space for our classes. So we started 2 classes a week down there, and this would have been October of 2013. The initial, probably the first year, they only had 3 or 4 vets coming to it, but... the program's grown, and it's vets are funny. They always kind of send one guy in first to check things out, mm-hmm. and then the word will come back and spread a little bit. So on an average day now, we'll have 10 or 12 veterans of all different ages coming into one of our classes, and we run them on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
That's fantastic. So, Tom, what got you interested in the whole thing about yoga and meditation that seems so
right.
counter to military?
Well, my wife and I have been doing yoga for years and years. It's a long story about PTSD, and but actually my wife and I actually started doing yoga back in, I'm just going to throw out a date, 1980, on and off, but she is committed to it, and she's a very committed yoga instructor. And I do it when I can, but not as often as her. But we knew that I was getting benefits from it because I do have PTSD.
Okay.
And she saw the benefits in me, and it just was a logical decision to offer something to the vets. And, yoga and meditation is a way for them to be able to handle their emotions and symptoms. And Jeff could attest to that because... we drag a lot of vets in to see him first. Once they see him, then we try to get them into the yoga programs. But we do have a lot of programs where vets at the American Legions and the VFWs, we have classes there, and they recognize they have issues too, so they just start coming to classes.
Yeah. So I guess one of the things I'm wondering for veterans that are out there or families of veterans who may not even recognize that they're struggling with post-traumatic stress, what would be some of the symptoms for a family member to, or you know, even for a person to be noticing?
Okay, so post-traumatic stress disorder basically is an inability to hit a reset button. You go through a trauma in your life where your life is either threatened or has the potential to be threatened. And usually after you go through a traumatic event, you can kind of reset after a couple of weeks. You know, you get back to normal. You're a little jangly for a few weeks, but you know, generally you can kind of calm down. With post-traumatic stress, that reset doesn't happen. And so we see it manifested in, you know, there are many different symptoms, probably over 20. And it's kind of like a Chinese menu. Not everybody gets PTSD right. The same way. Very common symptoms that we see is, you know, we see a lot of anger, road rage type of thing. We see a lot of social isolation. You know, the veteran or the PTSD victim will just kind of isolate in their house and, you know, set up a very safe perimeter and very, very controlled access who gets in and out. You know, it's usually very close family members. A lot of sleep issues, sleep disorders, things like that, racing thoughts, intrusive memories, sometimes flashbacks where the veteran actually mm-hmm. thinks that they're back in battle at the scene of their trauma. So that's just kind of an overview of it. But it, like I said, it can manifest a lot of different ways in every veteran.
Yeah. One of the things that I, when I talk to my own clients, a lot of times when I talk about post-traumatic stress, they tend to associate it only with people in the military.
Right.
Because that's really where it's, you know, we're hearing about it on television ads and the, you know, wounded warriors and those kinds of things. But it, like you said, it's any kind of trauma that's life-threatening.
Absolutely. It could be, you know, a sexually intrusive crime. It could be a car accident.
Right.
Anything like that.
Right. Exactly. So, but, you know, because you are, you know, working in the VA, you're really specifically geared towards dealing with people who are struggling from battle or, as you said, sexual trauma.
Yep.
That may happen as a result of being in the military.
Correct.
Yeah. So, Tom, you said that you found for yourself that you know, and thank you for sharing that you yourself have struggled with post-traumatic stress. I guess what I'm wondering is what did you notice for yourself that yoga, you know, where yoga benefited for you? What did you notice?
Well, the first thing is that I didn't necessarily notice it for myself, but my wife noticed that there were things going on that shouldn't be going on, like Jeff and I talked about before. It's the anger and the guilt. I don't want to say road rage, but she was afraid to ride with me. So so these are the symptoms that she recognized in me, and then I recognized them, that I needed to deal with them. And that's not the reason why we started doing yoga, but luckily yoga came into our life at that time. And we really started doing yoga, you know, 3 or 4 times a week when we lived back in Massachusetts, and we just carried that on in our lives. I do yoga at least 3 times a week now.
That's good for you.
And now, meditate. I meditate as well. So,
you know, people hear about yoga. I mean, it's, you know, you can't help but go on Facebook or open up a newspaper and see, oh, new yoga. What is yoga?
Well, I mean, it's interesting that you bring that up. I mean, the article, the VFW magazine that came out today, I got the lead article on the front page was yoga helps veterans with PTSD. And the inside has 2 or 3 pages of yoga and how it helps. I mean, it's, for me, and it varies for everybody. It allows my mind to calm down because, I mean, we as human beings, we can't calm down our minds. We can't stop what's going on. But for us, or for me, the things that pop into my mind are not good things. And I need to find a way to calm that down, and I need to find a way to develop tools to be able to handle it. So, I mean, I still go to counseling every other week now to deal with it, but in between times, you know, I do yoga and meditation, and it just calms my mind. and my nervous system, because PTSD is not just a psychological thing, it's a physical thing.
Mm-hmm.
It manifests itself in any number of ways. So that's my way of trying to deal with things.
So I guess what I'm wondering, is it a type of exercise? Or, because I know, you know, like a lot of times people think of yoga as, you know, weird positions, right, and, you know, wrapping your foot around the back of your neck, yeah, and all kinds of contortions.
Well, let me start and then you can finish up. We teach a form of yoga called hatha, which, okay, is a very gentle form of yoga. It's not hot yoga, and it's not, you know, a form of yoga where you, as you said, you try to put your leg behind your head. We don't do that because we know we're dealing with people who are traumatized. And number one, things like you shouldn't be touching a vet that's trying to get into a pose, or shouldn't. We don't do incense and all that foo-foo stuff. It's basically a gentle form of yoga and stretching. And now if a veteran wants to go on after that and do more strenuous yoga, that's fine. But we don't bring them into class and force them to do things that we know they can't do. So,
well, and that's probably, especially with post-traumatic stress, trying to force someone to do something that they really are uncomfortable with would do what to them?
Well, if you say the word yoga to a veteran, they're already uncomfortable,
right,
with it. So, but, you know, the teachers that we have are, you know, trauma-sensitive teachers, and they, you know, the movements are very gentle and very easy, but they work parts of your body that you usually don't pay attention to, things like your hips, your shoulders, your lower back, and they teach different stretches to kind of release, you know, some of the tension, you know, especially when somebody has post-traumatic stress. They're always kind of in a, you know, slightly agitated state of tension, you know, that fight or flight kind,
right,
of thing. And so they feel it a lot in their neck and their lower back and their shoulders and, you know, just that kind of tension. And so yoga purposely stretches that and just makes you relax it and you know, stretch it around a little bit. For a lot of the guys that come in, we have, you know, some folks that are retirement age, that they're, you know, they're Vietnam veterans in their 60s and early 70s. And what we notice is that once you help them manage their pain a little bit, it also helps decrease their PTSD symptoms. Obviously, when you feel better physically, you can sleep better.
Right.
So you're not going to be tired the next day and cranky, more susceptible to a flashback or a bad memory. So, you know, we joke about how, you know, we kind of gave people their swagger back. You know, we had these guys coming in, and, you know, they're walking upright for the first time,
right,
in years. You know, they've, you know, had all these physical issues, you know, from not only serving in the military, but also just, you know, from years and years of work. And now all of a sudden they've learned ways to stretch and, you know, just get their core strength back again. And, you know, it definitely helps them physically. And it also helps their outlook, their attitude.
Yeah, my own experience with yoga, and on and off in my life, I've done. I'm not doing yoga right now, which unfortunately I probably should be. I know it's always a benefit. But one of the things that I always enjoy about yoga is it's really about focusing. So and breathing and stretching. And so it really helps clear your mind because you're focusing on what your body feels like. And I know even talking to my clients, a lot of times I say when we do things like yoga, I think of it like our muscles are like a sponge. And when we stretch them, it's like squeezing out the tension. Mm-hmm. And so then when we release them, we actually feel better. And I think that's part of what yoga offers.
Right.
Yeah.
That's part of the tool set that you hopefully learn, you know. I mean, if you're driving down a road and you get a vision or a flashback or something like that, what do? You know, depending upon the severity, I mean, you pull off the road and just do deep breathing. I mean, so, again, it's the tool set we like to give them, too. I mean, because they're not going to be in yoga class all day, every day. So if they have the tools to be able to manage their rage or there are other symptoms, I mean, that's a good thing.
Right. That is a good thing. So we need to take a little commercial break. And we're here with Tom Short, who is the, co-founder of Megan's Foundation, and Jeff Herger, who is
director of
the VA counseling in Bristol. And I'm Ruth Altamir-Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat. We'll be back in just a moment.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambie's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambie's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambie's Purely Delicious.
See now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for today's program, and I have with me two a lovely gentleman who also served our country, both of them vets, and are working towards helping our veterans, I guess, readjust, dealing with some post-traumatic stress disorder. And Tom Short, who is co-founder of Megan's Foundation, and Jeff Herger, who is the director of the Bristol VA Counseling Center. I guess you're also on the board of Megan's Foundation?
Yes, I am.
Yes, yes. So, Tom, you had mentioned earlier that it's a nonprofit.
Yep, we're yes. a 501c3.
Okay.
Everything that we offer to the veterans is free. We buy the mats, we pay our instructors, in some cases we pay for space. That's not something we like to do, but we do it
sure.
where it's necessary. So basically all the vets have to do is walk in.
So they just have to show up.
Just show up.
So if someone is interested in finding out more about what you do, finding out if there's anything that where they can go, like you mentioned, you've got even in Hawaii, you've got some places. And even to support you financially, if someone's interested in doing that, how would they contact you?
Well, the first thing they could do to find out the scheduling, where all our classes are listed, is on their website. Now,
okay.
The website is www.megansfoundation, and Megan is spelt with an H, M-E-G-H-A-N-S, foundation.org. They can see the schedule, the locations for all our classes, and there's a place right there where they can make a donation.
Okay.
That is because we survive by fundraising and donations. We don't get any. We have no grants and things like that. So we survive by donations and sponsorship.
Okay.
We have various levels of sponsorship. If you sponsor a class for a year, it's $5,000 for the whole year. That includes all the expenses for the instructors and the space and the mats and all the other things that we do. $2,500 is a sponsorship for 6 months. So it's just logical, you know.
Sure.
But they can see all that information on the website, too. So they can do that, go to the website. They can see the schedule, see everything that we do, and make a donation. Or they can send a donation to, let me give you that
sure.
address, P.O. Box 927, Lansdale, PA, 19446.
Okay. And we'll repeat that. So for anybody who doesn't get it, we'll do that as we get to the end of the show. Because I think, you know, and one of the things that you just said, which is very interesting, is you don't do grant writing or any of that. This is purely people who are willing to donate right. to your program, which I think is an incredible service that you're offering.
Thank you.
To our veterans and very very much needed. So we did talk a little bit about the yoga aspect, but you also mentioned that you also teach meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we have a class over in Forked River, New Jersey. It's strictly a mindfulness yoga meditation. That's the only place. That's the only location where we have strictly just a meditation class. Although we do have one class in Newtown, she kind of splits up her class between yoga in the beginning and then meditation at the end. But every form of yoga that we do, there is some part of meditation in it. At the end, you know, laying down in, I don't want to use a yoga word, but laying down after, you know, that's part of the meditation after you've done your yoga exercises.
Yeah.
So, but meditation is just, you know, again, some people can do it for a long time and some people do it for, you know, just a short time, but it's just a matter of sitting down. You could do it in a chair, you can do it cross-legged on the floor, you can do it wherever you want to do it. Like I said, if you're driving along the road and you're having problems, you might want to pull off and just do a little 5 or 10 minute meditation. It's just a matter of trying to clear your mind of those things that are stressing you out.
Yeah. I'm going to say for myself, I've used a lot of mindfulness in my own life, and I teach a lot of it also because I think it's an incredible tool. Right. So, and I suspect even at the counseling center,
sure.
you do a lot of that.
We absolutely do. It's
yeah.
one of the tools that we teach our vets.
Yeah. And for me, even with my own clients, because I have clients that struggle with post-traumatic stress, not necessarily, as we said, you're not necessarily militarily related, but, you know, people have been incested and robbed and, you know, anything that was traumatic in their life.
Right.
And one of the things that I do with mindfulness is I tell my clients to use their five senses. And I think a lot of times people, and it's, I don't know if this is your experience, people think you're not supposed to think when you're practicing
right.
meditation.
Right.
But that really what it is you're just getting your brain really quiet and focused. And so I say, you know, just especially if somebody's having some type of flashback, it's really, well, tell me, what color are you seeing? You know, and I kind of help them focus on just colors and shapes or a sound and just, you know, what is that like? And just kind of focusing on that so that all of the other stuff falls to the wayside.
Right.
Is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Jeff and I were talking the other day, and I have this habit of continually trying to fight bad feelings. We were just talking about this. And you know, even in meditation, I still continue to try to fight those things, saying, I don't want to deal with this now. I don't want to deal with this now. but his recommendation is, well, just deal with it now. And in the end, if you just let those feelings and emotions and memories come and let them flow through, they're not going to hurt you as bad as fighting with them. And that's what I do. I fight with them.
That's excellent. Yeah. Because that's true. When we try and push them away and we fight them, they actually kind of build up.
Sure.
Yeah. And then it becomes more overwhelming
right.
rather than just, and my experience again with both meditation is just noticing. I just notice that it's there.
Right.
I don't even necessarily have to do anything with it. I just, you know, it's, and my example is, you know, I might be practicing some mindfulness, and then I'm thinking, oh yeah, you know, I got to get kitty litter. I got to get eggs and milk, and I'm doing my grocery list rather than practicing my mindfulness, and it's just telling myself to stop and just say, oh yeah, I noticed that happened, but right. Really just focusing on something else.
The mind has a lot of protective mechanisms in it. So if you start to meditate and, you know, you drift toward a painful thought, the mind will step in and say, yeah, no, we don't want to deal with that right now. Let's think of something else, like kitty litter.
Right.
When you meditate, what I try to teach my guys is to have a couple, you know, like a key phrase like peace or be still, something like that you can keep coming back to when you find yourself starting to drift. Have a phrase that can kind of bring you back in.
Yeah, that's an excellent suggestion. Mm. Yeah. So now, how did the two of you connect again?
Tom had reached out to me. He knew about our vet center.
Okay.
And he was looking for a pool of veterans to start, you know, offering yoga to.
Okay.
So we met and we talked about it, and I got the okay from my higher ups, and you know, they said go for it. And the good part is we were able to do the whole thing pretty much for free. Bristol YMCA donated the space to us, and you know, the only outlay of money was to pay the instructor to come in.
Excellent. So how many, and I know I mentioned you, because you had said, how many places around the country right now are you offering classes?
Well, mostly we're in this area. The two in Hawaii, like I said, Jeff made a connection with my son who knows people in Hawaii. But right now, I mean, we have, you can go to the website, but we have a class that's forming in Montgomeryville. We have a class in Philadelphia at the Olney Vet Center. We have a class in Hallertown, and that's where my senior trainer teaches. We have a class in Newtown, two classes in Bristol, one in Doylestown, and then the meditation class in Forked River, New Jersey, plus the two in Hawaii. So,
well, that's a good start.
Yeah.
And my understanding, as a nonprofit, it can take a while to get a nonprofit off the ground, and it right. seems like you kind of did this pretty quickly.
Yeah, we had a giant fundraiser when we first started, and Jeff was there. That gave us the seed money to get started.
Okay.
And we try to hold down our costs wherever we can. I mean, we'd like. I mean, if people want to donate yoga mats, I mean, that's good because we provide yoga mats. Although at some point in time, if you become a yogi, you start bringing your own mat. we find that. But yeah, we start the classes off with all that blocks and yoga mats, and so that gave us a seed to get started. And then, little small fundraisers here and there. But of late, we're running out of money.
Okay.
Really running out of money. And one of the appeals here is to try to get some donors and sponsors.
Well, I think that's absolutely important. And you had mentioned a little bit earlier about how people can actually donate some money. And I see that you can actually sponsor a veteran for mm-hmm. a yoga class for 10 weeks.
Yep, that's a class. Yeah, we call it that. But yeah, I mean, we can sponsor a whole class for, you know, $5,000. That's for the year. And then 10 weeks for $2,500. So, I mean, and as many vets can come into that class as they want to. And Jeff's class has grown exponentially. I mean, that class, when we first started, like you said, we only had maybe three or four people, and then now I was in his class the other day, and there's 10 people there.
Yeah,
is that about the average size of your class?
Yeah, it varies depending upon the season. You know, a lot of the older guys like to play golf, and they may not come to yoga, but that's about average, anywhere from 8 to 10 on a regular. And there are some classes that are just starting that aren't quite that big, but that's what happens. They grow; the word gets out,
yeah,
and people start coming in.
You know, and I think that the thing that's important also to recognize, I mean, we tend to, even though our military now is you know, male and female, there's still a strong tendency to think of yoga as something that women do. And I'm hearing that you're really working it, and, you know, tough military guys, you know, doing yoga, really, you know. but I think it's so important that they recognize, and that just even by doing this show, the people that are listening, if you know anyone that's, you know, been in the military that's struggling with post-traumatic stress, that yoga is an excellent, excellent tool to help heal. And the good news about post-traumatic stress, and Jeff, you could attest to this, is that it's something that we can heal from.
Absolutely. I don't think you're ever quite cured from it, but I think you certainly learn to manage the symptoms as they come up.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a lot less intrusive in your life.
Right, exactly. So, and that's why when I say, you know, heal, I don't mean recover.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I think there's a difference in that. And that yoga can be an excellent way. And you know, put the tough guy aspect aside, you know, when, and we don't have to,
right.
You know, well, white knuckle it.
It's fun to watch our class because the instructor in Bristol maybe weighs 110 pounds. And pound for pound, she's probably the strongest person in the room. You know, like I said, we have a good mix of folks. We have some younger vets from Iraq and Afghanistan wars, and then a lot of Vietnam vets. So we have guys that are in fairly decent shape, and then we have guys with titanium hips and knees. So, you know, but there's good camaraderie. And I think that's one of the things that, that's really a draw for the program. When folks get out of the military, they kind of miss that esprit de corps, that being part of a unit. And so when you all gather for something like a yoga class, even though, you know, you might look foolish every once in a while or not be able to do something, we make it really comfortable and, you know, just very lighthearted and good-natured. So you do what you can do, and, you know, if you need a little extra help or, you know, a different pose to do while the other folks are doing something different, then that's offered. You could do yoga in a chair if you want to. So, you know, we offer a lot of different options. So it's just it's like a little clubhouse again. You know, it's just something folks look forward to coming to, and you know, it's a big highlight of their week.
Well, I know that, and you probably know this, and I think I mentioned it earlier, my husband works with Jeff, and he's going to be doing a presentation on military as a culture.
Right.
And we don't think of that really as civilians, that military is, I mean, you have your own language, you have your own dress codes, you have so many things. And so all of a sudden here you are in the military back out in civilian life, and it's very different. It's a challenge. And then when you're struggling with post-traumatic stress, to find something like yoga where you're again within that, I'm going to use the word unit for lack of any other word, I guess, where you've got other people that you can really identify with, I think that that's probably also helpful.
Mm-hmm. Sure. When you're dealing with post-traumatic stress especially, the people that veterans trust the most are other veterans.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
So when you're in a room full of people that, you know, have kind of been through the same kinds of fires that you have been, there is that level of trust and, you know, just that level of comfort. Yeah. And you can, you know, relax a little bit. And
well, you're all indoctrinated into watching each other's back.
Sure.
Yeah. Right. And so that's
absolutely,
you know, that's a huge part of it. And I'm going to say, and I know as a, you know, growing up in a military family and my brother and all of that, it does extend to family.
Sure.
You know, so sure. I tend to be pretty protective of the military people in my, you know, in
that's
my
good
life.
To be protected. Yeah.
You know,
could I step back one little?
Sure.
This goes to our yoga instructors, and Jeff mentioned it early. We have qualified, certified yoga instructors. And they are either come to us trained in trauma sensitive yoga, or if not, then we train them in trauma sensitive yoga. We have a book here that we put together, myself, my wife, and my senior trainer, who, by the way, is a Marine, was in Iraq, and she just fell into yoga as a way to help herself, and now she's my senior trainer. But we have a set of protocols,
okay. What
to do and what not to do when you're working with veterans with symptoms of PTSD. So this is what they get when they come with us, and they sit down with Liz, who's our senior instructor, and they're taught what they can do and can't do. You know, like I said earlier, you know, no incense and no foo-foo and none of that stuff. No touching. You know, if they can't do a pose, then do a different pose, like Jeff said earlier. So,
right.
So yeah, we have our own set of protocols, and that's how we manage to make sure that our instructors are educated, and we keep them by paying them. That's how much, I mean, we can look for volunteers, but volunteers don't stay around. So we pay our yoga instructors a good wage.
If someone was interested in volunteering, what are some things they can do?
Well, they can help us. I mean, if they want to just do general volunteering, they can help us do some of our fundraising events. And we got a big one coming up in April 23rd, I believe that's the date. I have it on the website on the events calendar. You know, we have some technology they could help us do. I mean, I have we have a newsletter that goes out, and the person that managed that moved on, and now that's kind of just sitting fallow. We're not sending out a newsletter. I have a Twitter account that somebody could help me with. I mean, so it's that some technology pieces they could.
Okay.
And they can always reach me by going right through the website, or I can give you my phone number if you want.
Sure.
Yeah, the phone number I can be reached at is 267-281-4852. And if they'd like to volunteer, like I said, they can do it through the website, or they can just call that number and we'll get back to her.
Just say the number one more time.
It's 267-281-4852.
All right, I'm going to take another little commercial break. It's our last commercial break of this show, and we'll be back. I've got Tom Short, who is co-founder of Megan Foundation, who, as you can hear, offers this fantastic service to our vets, yoga and meditation, and Jeff Herger, who is director of the Bristol Counseling Center for Vets. And I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselors Chat. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe is that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselors Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor, and I have two lovely guests with me today. Tom Short, who is the co-founder of Megan's Foundation, which is a nonprofit foundation offering yoga and meditation to our veterans who are struggling with post-traumatic stress, and also Jeff Herger, who is the director of the Bristol Counseling Center for Vets, which is something that's sponsored by the VA, which is a great program. And we've been talking about yoga and meditation and about Megan's Foundation. And one of the things that you mentioned before our last commercial break is that the instructors who do the yoga are trained specifically to work with people with trauma. How is that a little different than just someone who wants to be a yoga instructor?
Well, I mean, it varies across the board. I mean, certified yoga instructors are, they have to go through a process to become certified so that they can put it out there that they are a certified yoga instructor. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're trauma sensitive.
Right.
So it's just a matter of things that you can and can't do or shouldn't do when you're working with a veteran, whether it's a female or a male or whatever. I mean, they are sitting in their trauma all the time.
Right.
Walking up behind a veteran and trying to put your hands on them to make an adjustment, whether it be a female or a male, it's just not a good thing. Vets don't like to sit with their backs to the doors. I mean, even today, I try not to sit with my back to the door. It's things like that will trigger an emotion in a vet. I mean, I still get triggered by smells from Vietnam.
Sure.
I mean, it was a terrible place to be. And sounds, fireworks. I don't like fireworks. So those are little triggers that will set a veteran off. And if you can imagine sitting with your eyes closed in a yoga studio, you don't want to be touched.
Right. That startle response can get triggered pretty quickly.
Right.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing you say then is that your instructors are trained in what not to do and what to do when working with somebody with post-traumatic stress.
Correct.
Where someone who, in other words, if I'm a yoga instructor and I say, this sounds like a fantastic program, I really should get trained in in how to work with somebody.
Yeah, that's a difference. There are certain places around the country where you can be specifically trained in trauma-sensitive yoga. But the difference is once you get certified in trauma-sensitive, there's no place for you to go. I mean, you got to start your own class. So what we do is we fill the other half of that when certified yoga instructors are trained, they have a place to go. You know, so that's what we offer, the other half of that.
That's a fantastic thing that you do that. And I think... I guess what I'm wondering is if someone who might not recognize they're struggling with PTSD, who take yoga just from, you know, Betty's local yoga studio and get triggered, like they may not even recognize that that's a problem for them.
Or they might not come back.
Right. So it's actually sounds like it's important in general to
it
educate
is.
Yoga instructors across the board, at least they may not have the same type of education that you're providing to them, but that they all should have some sort of.
Yeah, I guess it would depend upon the style that you're teaching. I mean, trauma sensitive training is very specific. A lot of yoga instructors out there, they come. I get phone calls and emails saying, "How do I get certified in trauma sensitive yoga?" And there, like I said, there are classes, there are training facilities for that. But then if you come to us and you don't have that training, that's why we developed our own set of protocols.
Okay.
Right.
Well, that's an excellent thing to know. Yeah. So that holds a lot more weight, so that if I am struggling with, you know, post-traumatic stress, I really want to search you out because you've got a lot more knowledge and experience in how to work with people. That's a great thing. So, Jeff, tell me a little bit about what the counseling center itself offers, the VA counseling center.
Okay, so what we do is called readjustment counseling, and we offer our services to a veteran who served in a combat zone, any veteran, any era. We've had folks from World War II come in, Korea, pretty much everything up to the present. When we first opened, it was very heavily Vietnam vets. And I think what happened there is that a lot of those guys had just recently retired or were getting ready to retire. And part of the deal with PTSD is that if you kind of stay busy and occupied, it takes your mind off of your actual trauma and the reaction to it. Once they retire, they've got an extra 8, 9, 10 hours on their hands, and they kind of get stuck in their heads. And before you know it, they're sitting on their couch watching the History Channel, you know, watching their war all over again and re-traumatizing themselves. So, like I said, when we first opened, we had a lot of folks come in and, you know, just talk to us about that. And then they went back and brought their friends, and they brought their kids and their grandkids and nephews and nieces. So we're getting a lot of younger vets, you know, coming in from the Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts. Guys like Tom, they always crack me up because there'll be four guys riding motorcycles, and they'll show up with some young kid that they found who's struggling with PTSD, and, you know, he comes in with these four bikers escorting him and said, you know, you got to talk to this kid. And, you know, they've done that several times, and it's always effective. And it helps the young vet, too, because, you know, he knows that there are guys that care about him.
Sure.
And they wrap around him.
Sure.
And, yeah, make sure that he stays on track and keeps his appointments and things like that. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, that's predominantly what we do. We do offer some family counseling as well. I have two counselors that deal specifically with military sexual trauma. And I work with spouses and significant others of veterans as well. I think part of dealing with PTSD is teaching the family what PTSD is and how to recognize it, identify it, and know when to step back and know when to intervene.
Yeah,
so,
no, that's important.
So it's a lot of, you know, not only patient education, but also family education.
So now, do you deal with, like, a specific geographical area, or can anybody?
No, people can cross borders.
Okay.
We have a lot of, we're right on the Delaware River, so not far from the Burlington Bristol Bridge. So I have a lot of vets that come over from Burlington and, you know, that side of Jersey to our center. And in our area, there are several vet centers. Locally, there's one in Ewing, and they have outstations around here. There's my center in Bristol. There's one in Norristown, Pennsylvania, Northeast Philadelphia, Center City, Philadelphia, Atlantic City. So, you know, there's we try to cover a pretty wide swath, but any vet can go to any vet center. Mm-hmm. If I could just mention the website where they can find out our locations. If you go to www.vetcenter.va.gov, you can pull up a map and it'll show you all the vet centers in a particular state.
Okay, repeat that website again.
Sure, it's www.vetcenter.va.gov. Vet is V, Victor, Echo, Tango, center.va.gov.
Thank you for sharing that. So, again, Tom, tell us a little bit more about if someone wants to support your foundation, what they might be able to do and how they can get in touch with you and do
okay.
Some.
Like I said, our biggest need right now is funding or sponsorship and donations, and they can do both of those across the website, or they can reach me at from the website. They can just send an email and I'll get the email. They can make a donation, like I said, across the website, or they can send a donation to Megan's Foundation, P.O. Box 927, Lansdale, PA 19446. Or if they just want to volunteer and help us with our fundraising efforts, they can reach me across the website. They can give me a call at that number that I gave, which is 267-281-4852. And if they want to volunteer for something specific, like working our newsletter and or helping me with Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff, because we are connected from a media standpoint. The person that was managing that moved on, and we're kind of, like I said, just laying fallow right now. So, yeah, any kind of help we'll take.
And you mentioned that you're having a fundraiser.
Yeah, there's a fundraiser in April 23rd. It's called, you ready for this? It's called Vino and Vinyasa. So it's a combination of doing yoga in the morning for 45 minutes and then going and having a tasting. It's at a vineyard, and it's going to be a tasting of seven different types of wine. And plus there's going to be a, what do you call those things, where you bid for a product and, you know.
Oh, silent auction.